We got the man himself,
Mr. Jet Sweep,
Jordan Lewis. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
Great, man. Great. I mean, are you still feeling the high off that interception off of the great Drew Brees, or you moved on to Philadelphia?
Nah, we moved on to Philadelphia. As soon as, you know, we got to that Monday meeting, you know, it was awesome to next opponent. So as soon as that happened, you know, we just had to let it go because we're still in the playoff race.
Hey, I don't know if everybody let it go, because at least on social media, you and Michael Thomas got into it a little bit, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Where does that come from?
I mean, that's been since college. You know, he would just give me stuff on Twitter and different things like that. So it was special when all that happened.
You know, we're talking about Saints receiver Michael Thomas, who the Cowboys held, I think, 5 receptions of 40 yards, and that was a big part of their success. The secondary, and this secondary has grown so much and over the course of the year, and I don't think anybody saw this coming, and certainly you and your role has grown over the course of the season. How well is this secondary playing in this defense? Can you talk about y'all's relationship with each other? There's a lot of young guys who love each other and root for each other.
Yeah, it's just that's what we've been banking on. Just our youth and understanding that it's gonna take time to gel. And once it gels, you know, you get results like you did on last Sunday. Thursday.
So Michael Thomas was going after you because he was criticizing the amount of snaps that you take in the game. So what was your initial response to what he said, and how do you approach the game where you're used to being the man, and now? Right now, the way that they're using you is much more in a specialized role. How do you deal with that?
I mean, you just, as you said, like you just got to take the blows, you know. Just come in and be a professional. So I really can't handle, you know, my snap count and, you know, different things like that. But I can't handle, you know, when I get in there, you know, am I making a play or not. So just get in there and just maximize your snaps, man. Just can't worry about it too much after that.
Can you talk about that, though, just the attitude and certainly the mindset that you have, and certainly I know the coaches have talked you through it, and I know I talked about it earlier. Basically, Marinelli had to be unselfish to let Chris Richard come in and take over. And you see him basically doing that. That allows players to come in and be unselfish as well and find a role and maximize what you can do in that role.
You just got to stay, you know, a professional. That's your job. You play football for a living, so you just got to study it. You know, study it like you're a starter. And when your opportunity comes, just cash in on those opportunities. And they might not be the most, but when you get those, you know, you just make sure that you make the most of it.
And certainly, Chris Richard and Marinelli have done a good job keeping you engaged. And I know they call you the closer, that your time to come. You're going to come close game. You certainly closed that game the other night. Talk about Chris Richard and the type of coach he is and how he's motivated you guys and really connected with you guys.
I mean, he's just a hands-on guy. I mean, he's one of the best that, you know, that's doing it. And he's just, you know, a genius at what he does, man. And it's just that you can just feel his, you know, his passion and just the type of guy he is. He's a great human being, and he loves the game of football. So when you got those things, you know, and your characteristics, you just a joy to be around.
Talking to Jordan Lewis, Cowboys defensive back here on 103.3 FM. You're still a young player, but you've got even younger players on this team. Who do you lean on whenever you need, like, a teaching moment? Who's somebody that's taken you kind of under their wing and kind of is somebody that you look up to on this team?
You know, of course, we look at Sean. You know, Sean Lee is a guy that, you know, we call him Cap Man, but he's just, you know, he's the ultimate competitor, the ultimate professional. So when you're looking at, you know, things from a defensive aspect, you always got to start with him first. And I feel like, you know, I watched him over, you know, the last 2 years I've been here. And it just he handles himself with class. You know, a lot of times he's out and he's still engaged and walkthroughs and stuff like that. So, you know, I just try to take pointers from that and just watch him, you know, just get ready and prepare for games.
You know, on Twitter, all of the GMs on Twitter, Cowboy fans, they've looked at what Leighton and Jalen have done, and a lot of them say they're done with Sean Lee, that they're fine if Sean Lee would not be part of this team after this season. What is your response to the people that think that way?
No, he's our captain, man. You can't get rid of somebody like that, especially somebody that's done so much for this organization, you know, and so much for Dallas. When you look at him, he's a constant professional. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, he's helping get those guys ready. You know, they're asking him questions, stuff like that. So, you know, he's still a vital part of, you know, our preparation and, you know, going to the game week. So, whatever outside noise is going on, you can assure that that's not, you know, the feelings of, you know, our team.
Talk about the feeling in the locker room, because there was a lot of outside noise when y'all were 3-5, and now y'all won 4 straight games. What's the confidence level of this team, and how have you guys stayed focused and got on this 4-game winning streak?
We just work. You know, our backs are against the wall, as Coach Garrett always, you know, mentions, and just go out there and handle our business, go out there and execute. You know, we take every snap like it's our last. Every snap is, you know, we got to think of the next play and, you know, just continue to get better. So that's how we, you know, focus in and, you know, just been able to get on this ring.
Y'all don't get tired of Jason saying that? Next play,
nah,
next practice,
man,
next game?
No, nah, man, we got to. That's how you got to do it. You can't get hung up on, you know, what you've done. You know, you got to, you know, just lean on your preparation, your work, and go into the next week knowing that it's the same challenge. You got locked in.
This defense, you know, when you got here, it was considered the weak link. And, you know, there's so much stuff about defense, so much attention on the offense. And you guys are playing so well this year. I think the fifth-ranked defense in the league. You're second in points allowed, 18 points a game. And how well is this defense playing? And talk about the confidence on this defense.
I mean, we're just going out there and executing. We're doing what we're taught to do every day. We go out there and grind. We work at our craft. And you see the results, man. It's just a testament to the guys in the locker room, just getting it done, staying locked in, and believing in Coach Marinelli and Coach Rashard.
You know, I remember watching the training camp, and you guys were locking down the receivers, and I know us as reporters are like, man, something wrong with these receivers. They're not catching touchdowns in practice. They're not making plays in practice. And lo and behold, it's not about the receivers, it's about how well you guys were playing on defense, certainly the secondary. And Byron Jones is I don't know if anybody saw him playing, is making a change and going from safety to corner and playing as well as he has. And certainly, you know, what Cheeto is doing and what you guys are about. Is that about Chris Rashard? Is it about you guys maturing? Is being in the right place? What is it?
I mean, it's a mixture, especially when you got guys that can do, can, you know, succeed in Coach Rashard's defense. It's just this style of play just matches up with, you know, what we like to do. We like to get in people's faces. And I feel like they, you know, Jerry and everybody, they drafted like that. They wanted, you know, feisty guys to get in people's faces and, you know, not afraid to tackle them. I feel like, you know, it's a testament to everybody that, you know, had a hand in it. So it's just really probably a combination of, you know, Coach Rashard and us being able to, you know, go out there and execute the game plans and going out there and being able to do his techniques.
You know, your team is very big on nicknames right now. So you got Tank, you're the closer.
Mm-hmm.
You got Wolf Hunter. Wolf Hunter just released on his Twitter that he has an online store now where he's going to be selling 54 different shirts. Are you privy to that? Has he handed any of those out yet? Do you get a discount code or what?
I know D-Law has handed some stuff out. You know, I still wear his Tank hoodie from last year. But, we haven't got any Wolf Hunter gear yet. You know, I'm looking forward to that, though.
Well, you got the Predator, who's also clear out of view, because you got Jalen stuff. You got the Hot Boys. Did the defense back? Y'all got a nickname? What's going on? I mean, everybody up front, the linebacker.
We ain't got a nickname yet. I don't think we're trying to name ourselves. We're just trying to, you know, see how, you know, how well we can play, and hopefully somebody else gives us a nickname.
Is that all just a product of just the comfort level that y'all are feeling together and the way that it just is rolling,
man,
right now?
If you can just come out, and just name yourself, it's just, you definitely feel comfortable with the people around you that, you know, they're just going to accept it, and, you know, it's not going to be too much of a distraction. So, you know, it definitely is a testament to, you know, how close we are in the locker room.
How much fun is it this year compared to last year? Because last year wasn't a lot of, you know, I look at the locker room, it wasn't a lot of fun.
I mean, whenever you still have, you know, a lot of playoff hopes and, you know, you're number one in the division, it's definitely fun winning. But I just feel like everybody's just, you know, so close in age, and I feel like everybody can relate. You know, even the older guys, you know, we still can relate to them, and they have fun with us, and they we just understand our roles. Everybody understands their roles, and we just go out there and have fun.
Talking to Cowboys DB Jordan Lewis here on 103.3 FM. Let's get to that game tomorrow. You had a young man by the last name of Grugier Hill calling y'all choke artists. I know that you're not going to get into the trash talk back and forth, but what is the...
Don't give him an out. Don't just give him an out.
Give me an out.
I don't want bulletin board on material for the Eagles. How is the team feeling, you know, riding this win streak leading up to this monster game tomorrow?
I mean, we just got to go. We just got to lock in, you know, and that's all we're worried about, you know, locking in. We always work, you know, we keep working, and we just think about the next day, you know, how to prepare. And then when Sunday comes, you know, we just come out there and, you know, just unleash, you know, everything we've been working on. So we don't really concern ourselves with, you know, too much trash talk. We just go out there, you know, from Tuesday to Friday and go out there and execute, you know, the game plan.
Well, one difference in the Eagles team, and I know he was there the first game, but Golden Tate is now a bigger part of the offense, mm-hmm. you know, now. And just talk about the challenges facing him. You know, last time he came here, he showed out. Yeah. He tried to show y'all up.
Yeah, I mean, he's a playmaker. Whenever he has the ball in his hands, he's deceptively fast. I mean, his yak is probably one of the best, well, if not the best in the league. He just whenever the ball's in his hands, he's dangerous. So, you know, we got to limit that. He's definitely a big part of that game plan. Now, as you saw, they got him comfortable and he's learned the playbook. And I'm sure they have new plays for him, but, you know, we definitely got a key in on him, and he's definitely one of the big things that, you know, the secondaries have to worry about.
And you can't let him dance in the end zone like he did the last time.
Nah, yeah, we can't let him mess him up. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, man, hey, we appreciate it. I know it's the day before the game. You got a few times, a little time to yourself at home before you go to the hotel and get together with your teammates and start the last-minute preparations for Sunday showdown against the Eagles. We appreciate it. Good luck, and close on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.